Let's talk eyelashes, okay? I understand this is a new thing where ladies like to add a little enhancement to the eyelashes. That's fine. We all enhance the stuff, you know? I guess I, you know, trim my toenails every now and then, but sometimes, listen to this, sometimes girls look like they have arachnids on their eyes. You ever seen cars with eyelashes? There's cars with eyelashes. They put them on the headlights. Oh, that's so funny. I'd rather see cars have eyelashes than girls have s inch and a half eyelashes. You ever try to talk to a girl with one of those, you know, Black Widow eyelashes? Every time she blinks, it's like, whoosh. You feel like, can you kind of go back? Oh, gives you a wink. It makes you turn your head. That air comes from one side. It's just a. Whoosh. About to fly. I talked to this girl one time. Sweet girl, she went and got these crazy, you know, intense eyelashes. They're popping out a full 2 centimeters. And she got something in her eye and started blinking a lot. And she levitated off the ground a few inches. We don't need them that long. Definitely don't put them on your cars. Definitely don't put them on your cars. I don't know. Eyelashes are, no, I feel like girls do so much for other girls. Got no guys didn't been like, shoddy, shoddy thick. I'm talking about those eyelashes. Those things were voluminous, baby. Correct opinions, episode 54. Sorry, I said it like that. 54. Thanks for coming on back as always. If you're watching, good to see you. If you're listening, good to have you hear from me. I don't know. We're on Facebook. We're on Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel. Give us some love. Trey, Audio Trey sent you. Tell us that. We have a good podcast today. Episode 54. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Good to be back in the studio. I was in Vegas. It's been fun to go some places. I was in Vegas with the boys, as we do. But I don't know. I feel like whenever I say it to people kind of are like, what are you doing out there? It's not what you think. One of my favorite memes, I think I said this on my Insta story the other day. One of my favorite memes is like, the girls are probably like, they're probably out there talking to other girls. And we were like, just wrestling in our own little private hot tub. I mean, my back is so itchy because I spent 7 hours a day in a saltwater pool with my buds. That's just what it was. So yeah, went to Vegas. Shout out Red Rock Casino Resort. It's off the strip, but it's the whole Vegas experience, man. We never left the resort. Those are my favorite vacations. You stay put, you chill. They hooked it up. Shout out to them. They're kind to hooked up the bachelor party. We had a great time, had a great service. Butler service, made us reservations, dude. Got a nice steak one night. It was great. I did, however, pay them back generously in terms of being bad at gambling. So I don't know. I didn't do anything crazy. I play like $5 minimums, but I'll never look at a pair of dice the same way. They were evil. They were evil dice. But no, nonetheless, we had a good time. Watched some sports, just chilled. It was great. I love Vegas. See, Vegas has my top five things. I think I've said this before. Sleep, food, drink, sports, pools. That's all I want to do. You see, I'm itching my back right now. My gosh. I call this the, you ever seen a guy who has like a splotchy red sunburn on his back? That's what you call the single man sunburn. Because he goes to apply sunscreen, he just like does this. Just kind of claws at his back. You can't quite reach. You can't quite know what you're getting. That's a single man sunburn. My lady wasn't there. I did what I could. I asked one of my buddies to rub sunscreen all over my back one time, but you know, we're reaching the age where someone's getting some back hair, and I applied to one guy. And you know, we're just soft bodied and kind of furry now, so it's kind of like rubbing sunscreen on like a oversized dog or something. You're like, this isn't really rubbing in that well, and you kind of smell bad. And how much are you eating? Is that so? I did it once to one guy. A guy did it to me once, and I was like, you know what? I kind of want to enjoy my dinner reservation tonight, so I'm going to not do that again. So, you know, single man sunburn, it's fine. We're rocking it. We're working it out. So I'm back, better than ever, and it is cooling down here in mid-America. I'm quite enjoying it. Going out to good old Nebraska next week to shoot the 2020 version of the Fall Girls video. I mean, you guys love that. I reshared the fall video from 2018. 7 million more views. It just, and all the comments are like, this never gets old. I think I'm going to, at this rate, I'm going to retire early. I'd be like, what do you do for a living? In 2038, they'll be like, what do you do for a living? I'm like, well, I just make a new fall video every year and I reshare all the other ones. And I don't know, white girls just keep watching and sharing them. So. It's kind of, I'm just a fall basic girl for a living. It's crazy. Autumn's up. Autumn's up. I love it. I did get my first pumpkin cold brew of the season. Y'all, hey, I make fun of it all the time, but I'm right. Hey, scoot over, Mandy. I'm trying to get in line to get a pumpkin spice too. I'm right there with you, okay? I'm not going to act like I'm not. I'm going to make fun of it because it is getting out of hand, but I am all about it as well. Get a hoodie on, put on some football, consume pumpkin. I mean, in the form of a drink, food. I mean, give me the odors of it. Shoot, I'll take a knife to it and jack-o'-lantern it open, man. It's here. I'm moving in a few weeks. Very excited for that. Probably we'll have to see how the studio transitions, but I'm excited to up the studio game. I'm getting very sick and tired of it, though. As you know, we're doing a little renovation. So it's like, you have to pick out what knobs go on the kitchen cabinets. I'm like, oh, can this just end already? It's starting to kind of be like, why are we doing this? It'll be worth it. But I'm excited. We're going, Katie, my wife and I, were going tonight to try to find a living room couch. So I'm excited to kind of round out and hit fighting in every type of store, right? Like we went to the tile store and kind of had an argument. We went to the toilet store. Well, that one looks good. No, I kind of like it. It's a toilet. So I'm excited to kind of venture over to good old Nebraska Furniture Mart or something and just really get into it about the color, the size, babe, I don't want it to be fully leather and have 7 recliners in it built into it and weigh 10,000 pounds. Why not? Why not? No, it'll be good. We'll figure it out. It's just a couch. So, and move is moving the worst? I'm very proudly going to say I'm not going to ask any of my friends to help me move. I believe, there's time for that. I'm entering the phase of life where I don't think that time's over. You know, when I was 23, moving from my gross college dorm to a little bit nicer first apartment, it's like, yeah, help me move 3 boxes because that's all I have. But at this point, I'm not going to ask that. I'm not. Oof. I can hardly move my just own self, let alone with a bunch of boxes in my hands. I'm not going to ask other people to do that. Proud to say that. Bridezilla is slammed, offering wedding guests better food depending on her gifts. Someone sent me this, and as always, y'all, send me what you want me to debate, roast, talk about. Email me, TreyKennedy@correctopinions.com, or hit me up on our special Instagram @correctopinions. We post clips. It's a lot of fun. This woman, Bridezilla, they call her. Bridezilla is a funny term. Pretty good one, actually. She gets slammed because she, on our invite, said, depending on kind of your level of wedding gifting, you qualify for certain meals at the wedding. Brilliant! Oh, why didn't I think of this? It went viral after she offered her guests better meals depending on their cash gifts. The lowest tier, dubbed the loving gift, starts at $250, and you qualify for the roast chicken or the swordfish. Okay? the highest tier, platinum, if you dished up a couple grand, you get the 2-pound lobster dinner. That's smart. Somebody said for that, right? It is funny to kind of listen. I've been a very bad wedding gifter. I know I've been judged. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm figuring it out. But it is kind of fun to judge what gifts you get, right? You're like, oh wow, this person went way above and beyond. Like that, I shouldn't have done that. It's like, oh, this person got me all they got me was just this little tool that grabs the strawberry tops off of the berries. Huh. Every time I'm doing this unnecessary plucking of the green stems on my strawberries, I'm thinking of you, Brian. Cheapo. Guests were asked to select one of four gift levels they plan to give to the newlyweds that in turn determine their dinner choice at the reception. She claimed it was a joke. That's hilarious. I should do that, man. So it says, let me get $250, you get roast chicken or swordfish. $250 to $5, you get sliced steak or poached salmon. $500 to $1,000, you get filet mignon or lobster tails. Ooh. Yeah, for $1,000. Yeah, it's like, and if you give no gift, you get the vegan option. Because, yeah, what if you're actually vegan? Well, you weren't invited in the first place. So, Brian, your strawberry toppers, enjoy your zucchini boats. Katie made me zucchini boats the other night. They were good. I needed some vegetables in my life, but it's a weird trend where we're making like serving platters and bowls out of our vegetables. It's like a really good Chipotle burrito bowl, but it's stuffed in a hollowed out bell pepper. Like, just, okay, I'll just dig it out of the bell pepper. You're going to wash and reuse the bell pepper bowl? I'm not going to eat it like an apple. Just put it in a bowl. I made this fun little, like, kind of hearty soup thing, and I put it in a hollowed out cucumber, and you could just, no. Only food that should be a bowl is a bread bowl. Panera was doing that right, man. That was a go-to. I used to make up just feeling a little sick. So, mommy, my throat hurts. I need you to go down to Panera and get a burrito ball the size of a hubcap that's hollowed out and filled with cheese sauce, basically. Broccoli cheddar soup, I loved that. Now I'm like, oh, this is queso. How'd that not occur to me? Like, this is a Mexican soup, yeah. What's in it? Cheese, kind of some peppers to make it spicy, a little bit of meat. That's queso. Oh, have you ever, the last time I did that, I was halfway through one of those, quote, Mexican soups, and halfway through, it occurred to me, am I just spoon-feeding my fat self queso? And I put it up, and I grabbed chips and dunked it like that, and then it made sense to me. Like, I'm just, I used to do that, man. I'd eat the broccoli cheddar soup, just dig that out of that bowl, and then you rip apart your bowl and eat it. Like a maniac. Shout out Panera. Okay, this gentleman on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is just an all-time social media, right? It's one that I'm proud to be off. I guess it's kind of acquired. It's kind of it's a helpful tool for those in the corporate world, right? But I see a lot of people. It's just kind of bragging about your jobs or something. Someone sent me this young man's post that said, I usually don't post on LinkedIn, but in 2019, I made a goal to read 3,473 books. Early on, I learned that instead of acquiring real experience, I could bypass that with speed reading and rapid accumulation of knowledge. I'm happy to report that not only did I achieve this goal, I exceeded it. I read 8,582 books. 95% were business books, the other 5% or fiction. So this gentleman, he read 8,582 books. Let's just break this down. There are 365 days a year. There are 24 hours a day. There's 8,760 hours a day, a year. basically the same number of hours in a year as how many books he read. So if there's ever a guy to not hire, it'd be this lunatic. So tell us about yourself, man. What have you been doing to kind of, you know, we saw your resume. We had a kind of a letter of recommendation from this and this person. So we want to bring you in today and just tell us, like, what's something you're proud of yourself about? Well, I don't usually do this, but, you know, I'm just trying to sell myself. But I did last year. I read 8,582 books. So I felt like that was really helpful in kind of my growth and my up in my knowledge. Excuse me, you did what? I just read 8,582 books. Oh, that's interesting. Where did you read those? Where did I read them? Yeah, where did you read them? I don't just like my living room. Did you read them in a padded room? What do you, oh, I like your suit. Do you usually wear suits? Oh, I mean, no, I just kind of, or do you usually use a straight jacket? Get this psycho out of our office. Bye-bye. Wait, what? Also, yeah, I read 8,582 books. Also, I did not sleep in 2019. So that was kind of how I got that down. So he read a book per hour. So what, we're awake 16 hours a day or so? Let's do that. 16 hours a day. So waking hours. Let's assume that he slept, which we're just assuming. Because this guy clearly is one of a kind, so maybe he didn't. There's 5,840 awake hours in a year. So he was averaging, he's reading basically a book and a half per hour. 1.6 books an hour. Dang, dude. I did some reading this morning for an hour. Great way to start the day. And I only read 0.08 of a book. Crap! This guy is crushing it, dude. Also, his job at the top says he's a teaching assistant, which is, I mean, no, listen, I love teachers more than anyone. But what teacher, one, has the time or need to read 8,500 books? Like, you would think this guy's like, I'm going to be the next Elon Musk. I'm devouring all of the knowledge. My knowledge base is increasing. I have to wrap up this talk now. I must read a book. You think he's in job interviews? Like, could wrap this up? I need to go read a book. Sir, what makes you good for this job? So listen, I do really want this job, but are your hours flexible? Because I got to read these books. But I've only read half this post. It goes on. The influence that each of these business books and had on my life is immeasurable. Each one said roughly the same thing, just in a different and unique way. And each one could be summed up in just a couple of pages, but instead took 200 plus pages to get the point across. What is he roasting these books now? I can't wait to start applying all these principles so I can be more effective thought leader. Thought leader! Thought leader is one of the worst, new agey kind of things. That and life coach. I'm just a thought leader. It's important to me to just be a leader of thoughts. Sounds like a pimp. And he goes, oh, and maybe an author one day too. That's his new goal. My goal in 2020 is to write 16,000 books. Wish me luck. So he goes, cheers to my new 2020 goal. He actually puts this. 525,600 books. How do you measure the length of a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee? I use books. 525,600 shut-ups.
Shut up. Shut up.
525,600. Shut up. Oh, this is what's funny. You ever heard, or if you'll talk to some guys, real book, everybody's like, I read 50 books last year. Really? Could I borrow one? Well, no, they're audiobooks. That's not reading. That's not reading. That's quite literally the opposite. It's called listening. You consumed it. I give you credit for that. I still think you the knowledge is in there. But it's somebody like, that counts as a book I read, right? Dude, if I watch Free Solo, that doesn't mean I went rock climbing. I watched a guy rock climb. If I listen to a book, it counts as reading a book, right? Did you read a book? No. You just answered your own question. And then they have these, you know, these kind of like apps where it's like spark notey versions of books, which again, good, valuable tool to like consume the general gist of a book without reading every single word. But you didn't read the book. Like, yeah, man, I read Ulysses by James Joyce. Wow, really? Isn't that 1,000 pages? But I listened to a SparkNotes version. So I read it in 40 minutes. Okay. So Parker, thanks for your post, man. Best of luck. I know you're not listening to this because you're busy reading, but appreciate the entertainment. Okay. We're going to do another inspiration irritation. Y'all are flooding my... This is great. This is the best new segment. Best segment of all time. I love it. I have a blast doing these. This is the only one I'm like, listen or don't. I'm having a great time. I do these in my free time, man. Inspiration irritation. We have another new post here. Thanks for sending it in. And it's a good one. So please strap in, kick back, and be ready to be inspired. 6:50. Alarm goes off. Punch snooze and wait for the next alarm to go off. Repeat a few times. You're tired and not happy about waking up. 7:13. You made it out of bed. Rushing to brush your teeth. Look as good as any as possible with the least amount of effort. 7:30. Scramble to throw a lunch together. You find some leftover Chinese takeout or screw it and decide to buy a lunch at work. 8 to 4. Work or school, social media scroll. Work, school, social media scroll. You get your ish done, but on the inside, you're winging it. 4 p.m. Grab food on the way home because the groceries you got last week are going bad. Plop on the couch and start to scroll. 6 p.m. It's been a solid 2 hours on TikTok, Instagram, and a few FaceTime calls with friends. Oh, you're just sitting there laying around catching up with your friends? Loser. 6:30. You've either got happy hour at a favorite spot with your crew or a date with Netflix. 8:30. Realize the time and feel exasperated. 2 days till Saturday. It's also Saturday. You think of things you wish you had done. Work out. Eat that quinoa you prepped 4 days ago. Call your mom. You end the day like you always do. I'm gonna do that tomorrow. I'll go right after work. But I have a vision for you that looks completely different than this. I have a vision for you. Keep scrolling as I make fun of your scrolling, 'cause this caption's so dang long. I have a solution for you that will allow you to experience 1, energy and excitement in the morning. 2, confidence in how you feel and look. 3, seamless daily progress on your goals. 4, clarity on a healthy relationship with the kitchen and movement practices. What does that mean? 5, ability to harness your time to work for you. Can you see it? You're still you, but with your body and your pre-learned habits out of the way. Can you picture it? Can you picture it? It's still going. You're still in a mesmerizing relationship with Netflix and in a heated pursuit of your goals. Now, my program isn't launching for another few weeks, but my calendar is now on my Instagram bio. Book a call with me to learn more about my vision for you. No obligation, just a conversation of what you're looking for, an honest assessment on if my program can help. I love you. you picture it. Stop watching Netflix. I just made fun of your entire life. Book an appointment with me. I'm a coach of your life. You wake up late, you look terrible. You just sit there and scroll on your phone, and then you go hang out with friends? Blah! Eat more quinoa, loser. Book a call with me. I don't get these. Inspiration, irritation. Did that fire you up? You want to book a call? Let's see what she... What if we booked a call with this girl for the next... What her schedule look like? Today, tomorrow, she is pretty open. So maybe we do that for next week's. If she doesn't catch wind of this, we're going to book a call. She is described as a habits coach. So, I don't know. Does she have more? Let's look. It's great that people are going out there and trying to, you know, make a living or whatever, but like, who are people really signing up? Like, you know, I just keep pressing snooze. I want to pay you to like get me to stop. And then what does she do? Like, is she going to come over and wake me up? Or is she going to just send me like a PDF that says how to not hit snooze? It's just like, step one, get your butt up. Step two, seriously, get up. And then thanks for paying for my program. I don't really. Also, she's like, oh, and then she goes, only two more days of Saturday. Let me be very clear with something. I live for the weekend. I'm proud of that. If you're not waking up every day the same kind of happy, you're doing something wrong. No, you're a liar and an idiot. I don't care what I do. Saturdays are always better because don't do nothing. Well, I live for the weekend. Dude, I have a friend's birthday party Saturday night. It's Monday. I record these on Mondays. You're listening to this on Wednesday. It's all that's on my mind. That Saturday party is all that's on my mind. And I'm proud to say that. Am I miserable every day? No, I'm still a, you know, happy-go-lucky guy. But is going to look for a living room couch anywhere compared to drinking seltzers with all my pals on a Saturday night? No. Also, thank you guys for the love on Seltzer Saturday. Don't forget it's Seltzer Saturday. But it's also Seltzer every day if you really want. Y'all been firing up the new song. We're getting a lot of good new views on it. And listens. You know what I'm saying? Straight out. Love it. So it's Seltzer Saturday. Don't forget about that. So thank you. That's another inspiration irritation. Casey emailed me something. Hello, Mr. Kennedy. Wow. A lot of respect. Several years ago, I submitted an application on Guinness Book of World Record website to create a new world record. The highest drop of a hot dog bun, of a hot dog into a hot dog bun. So she has this application. You guys know my beef with Guinness World Records. Congratulations, man. Here's your world record for you held in the, you went on the longest amount of time on a date while holding in a really big fart. Yeah, hang it up in my office. Just making stuff. Like, so you can apply to do a world record, to make one up. Now, this person submitted, you know, highest drop of a hot dog into a hot dog bun. They say, I would like to achieve this record on a grassy lawn of my college campus. I will hire an experienced drone pilot to raise the hot dog to an appropriate height, at least 100 above ground. The hot dog will then be dropped by a tree in a remote control dropping mechanism. I will catch the hot dog in the bun. It has been a personal dream of mine to break this record. Da-da-da-da. Status, rejected. So, it, you know, Casey goes on to describe that submitted this this Guinness World Record. It's a $5 application fee, and it's 8 to 12 weeks to get your reply back. And they said, while we do not underestimate your proposal, we think that's a little too specialized, which is ridiculous. I mean, look at some of the world records they're doing. Most, like, it'll be like most weight picked up by strapping it to your left earlobe. They're like, okay, let me catch a hot dog. Also, Joey Chestnut would just destroy that. He takes down so many glizzies. If a hot dog fell from the sky within like this the 100-mile radius, he's catching it in his mouth. So I think, well, let's look into this. I think we might just have to do an application right now. What should we do, guys? And we'll keep track of it here on the podcast, and see if we can get it approved and then go ahead and set that world record. Apply to set or break a record. What should it be? Let's do this. You're my homies. I want you guys to help. So also, you know how to hit me up, the email or the Instagram. Tell me what we should. Give me some ideas. What should we apply for on a Guinness World Record? We're going to apply. We're going to get accepted. I'm going to break it. And then I'm going to make fun of the very Guinness World Record plaque. So that's the new idea. Let me know. Ellen's back on. I know I have a lot of, proud to say this, a lot of White Mom fans. I'm not downplaying all you other great fans, but shout out to the White Moms. They love Ellen. Okay. I'm sure they weren't very appreciative of her behavior. She's back. Apparently, if you've lived under a rock or, you know, just didn't know she, there was like a, she was like holding crew members hostage in the back or something. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. Maybe fact check it. But anyway, I guess it was like a hostile workplace and a rumor spread of that Ellen's actually a jerk. She's like giving away full expenses paid trips to people and then like chaining people in the back. I don't think it was that intense, but you know, she'd just be like dancing with Howie Mandel and then just holding people hostage. Okay, I'm done. But she's back. She went out and said, you know, she apologized. She's you know, wants to be the nice person, be seen as the nice person. So we'll see how she bounces back. That's a tough one when, yeah, the kind of whole brand is like, I mean, my last name is literally Generous pretty much. But she's, what if she just came out and did like a rebrand? I'm now Ellen Degenerate. And you know what? Screw all you guys. Everyone who came to the show today, you're getting parking tickets. That'd be kind of fun. I would might tune into that. And she's on like Spike TV instead of ABC or whatever she's on. And just kind of went with like a bad girl image. I'd watch that. Ellen Degenerate. If half you in the audience today, you were breaking your glasses in half. That'd be good. But she's back. I personally have a little bit of beef with Ellen, personally. So I wasn't super bummed to see it. Back in the day, she showed one of my vines and didn't even credit me. So every white person I knew who had a mom was like, oh my gosh, your buddy Trey, I just saw him on Ellen. How much did you get paid for that? Or you know, they asked stuff like, I'm like, it's news to me. Showed 6 seconds. It was the old Vine where there was this crazy ice storm in Oklahoma at the time. And so I shot a basketball into my backyard hoop and it just stuck into the net because it was frozen solid. And she made the little punchline when she showed it. It said, I heard when it thaws out, he'll get 2 points. And the crowd laughs, but it was a free throw. That's only 1 point. So, get dunked on, Ellen, okay? If you're going to show my content, at least notice that I'm at the free throw line. And yeah, it will be 1 point because I drained that. First take, by the way. And it was like 2 degrees. Ice in my veins. More ways than one. Let's go. Okay, finally, let's talk about this. I haven't really talked about this because it's annoying, but I'll talk about it a little bit in just like a funny way. But the CDC is doing too much. Do less, God bless, CDC. It was like a girl I dated who just go, I want to date you. I want to. So they're like, the amount of flip-flopping here, people don't even know what's going on. So there was this, you know, the whole thing's been like 6 feet, social distance 6 feet, you'll be fine. And then I guess they posted for just like an hour and then took it down like, oh, actually 6 feet is not helpful at all. Just like it could spread from many feet. And they like took it down like, never mind, actually. It's like, is someone at CDC like, let's really mess with them this time. We actually found out that it's mutating and it's going to kill everyone. And we're like, what? Like, not, it was a mistake. just an uploader. Or the other day, they said, like, if you're asymptomatic, you don't need to get test. But 3 days later, they changed it to, like, actually, you do. I'm like, I don't even. Can I fly across the globe, or do I need to not leave my living room? It changes of week to week. I hope everyone's staying safe. I hope everyone's chill. And that's a good segue into, I'm gonna tell y'all this here first before it's confirmed. I'm just letting you know. I'm trying to do a few shows later this year. We are sadly postponing the original Are You Feel Tour to next spring. You should have gotten those announcements this week. Sad news. I know. But good problem to have. There's just too many people to put in a place still. But I'm hoping to do a really small show soon around. And so if you're down, we're going to keep it safe. I'm sure they'll distance us, all the things. But very excited to hopefully get back on the road to see y'all. Also, I think I need a new editor. So if you or anyone you know is looking for a part-time gig to edit for your boy, the podcast, need to be local to Kansas City area, email correctopinions@trakeny.com. Thank you for your time. But I hope you guys have a great week. I am, like I said, I'm looking forward to the weekend, baby. I got a friend's birthday party Saturday. And then I'm moving over the next few weeks. And next thing you know, it'll be Thanksgiving. This New Year's, how fun will this New Year's be? You have Christmas and New Year's, it'll be like 2020, goodbye. I mean, when's the last time everyone's like on board with like, yeah, this year needed to do less? I mean, oh, I'm excited in the next month, 6 weeks to get through the dang election. My gosh, I'm tired of hearing about that. If you don't vote this way, you're evil. If you don't vote that way, I can't wait for that to be over. I also can't wait to see the dramatics lead up to it. Though the first debate's going to be hilarious. These two guys well into their 70s just arguing with each other. It'll be like, I mean, I'll have that. A couple weeks later, I'll have like a Thanksgiving, so I'll see other old white guys argue, and it's going to be I'm going to have a lot of entertainment in Q4. So, life's good. Correct Opinions, episode 54. We're a year in. Thank you guys so much. And if you want more podcasting from me, I also have my Do Less, God Bless podcast. That's every Friday. And also, it makes exclusive content at treykennedy.com/DLG. You can sign up for that. Check it all out. Thank you guys for the love. Do less, God bless. Remember, I'm always right. Okay, my opinions are correct. My wife, my mom, they love when I say these things. All right? Talk to you next Wednesday. Have a great week, y'all. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.